And congrats on this exhibit. We look forward to being a part of it.
I love Chicago, and I can't wait to be with you guys when we open in April.
Excellent. Good to see you. Good to talk to you. That's Jeffrey Seller. All right, let's do this. We're going to come back. Congressman Raja
Krishnamoorthy.
Bless you. We'll be on the show in just a couple of moments. And we'll ask him about the Green New Deal, but we'll ask, him about something that I think you ought to prepare. We're 11 minutes away from a national emergency. By the way, Dave, I don't know if you know this. You know what the definition of an emergency is?
No, what's that, Steve?
This is from dictionary.com. A serious, unexpected, and dangerous situation requiring immediate action. I think I said the word unexpected there, didn't I? So I don't know how you could say we're planning a national emergency, but that's what's coming up.
You know, one morning I was sitting in the studio about this time with Spike Odell back in the Tribune Tower, and up on our LED readout, it said a national emergency has been declared.
An actual national emergency.
Take cover.
That was 9/11.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
It is 8:52. Wants to hide a Carolyn. Carolyn's a world famous Caroline. Sorry, world famous mom of Rory. This is one of the cutest kids on the planet. Who Sandberg, you've shown me several videos of. But Caroline's got a busy morning, and wishing you well. And thanks for having Rory.
She's a kindergarten teacher with a day off, going to the doctor. So
not so much fun, but pulling for you. Yeah. All right, Raja, Congressman Raja's on the phone. And the reason I'm being so casual with the congressman is not because we hang out or anything. it's simply because I pulled a muscle in my tongue the last time I tried to pronounce his last name. Raja, how are you?
Hey, man. Hi, Steve, Justin, and Mary. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Congressman.
Good. Nice to have you on. In 7 minutes, apparently, we're going to have a national emergency. But up until then, we can talk about a couple of other things. Where are you on the Green New Deal, and what are you going to do about it from your perspective?
Yeah, I think it's a bold proposal. It sets a specific goal with regard to, moving to renewable energies. However, I think my constituents ask two questions. One is, who's going to pay for it, and what are all the details? We see a resolution here. It's not actually a bill or concrete piece of legislation, so I think people are watching and waiting at this point, including myself.
Do you, when you talk to your constituents, Congressman, do you tell them that? Do you say, hey, this is aspirational, this is just really getting everybody on the same page, and we're going to work out the details later?
Well, what I say is, it's an icebreaker for talking about climate change at this point. Of course, we have to prevent the ice from melting due to global warming. But I think that, we have an impending climate change crisis on our hands, and this, among other proposals, is really important to getting our arms around it. I started something called a bipartisan solar caucus in Congress with Republicans who actually believe in adopting renewable energy technologies. I myself, came from a small business where we did R&D work in solar. I know that there's support for that on the other side, so I want to see concrete action toward that end, because we can't avoid dealing with the climate change crisis.
Because of the heat behind the Green New Deal from a political standpoint, do you need to get behind supporting it now to move your own particular agenda forward? Because here's what we know. All of the Green New Deal is not going to move forward. You want the good stuff to move forward like you would with any bill, regardless of party. But politically, do you and your colleagues need to attach yourselves to some portion of it to get your own work done?
Maybe. I don't feel that heat, so to speak, at this point. I think that I've kind of taken a leadership issue on this particular matter of climate change in Congress. And so I think that my constituents know that I'm trying to push toward a solution. Eventually, if this resolution, this Green New Deal resolution, becomes legislation, then, and there are parts that are good, absolutely, we should try to embrace those and move on those.
Congressman, the criticism of the idea is that it's socialism. We were talking about it yesterday, that people say that the government's going to be removing choice and making choices for the American people, and everything is going to be part of a government mandate. Do you see it that way? Do you see that this is a move towards a more socialist agenda?
I don't I don't see it completely that way, and here's why. You know, for instance, if you look at the part of the Green New Deal resolution that talks about investing in infrastructure, you know, the American government has invested in trillions and trillions of dollars of infrastructure and indeed owns it. But I don't think that's considered a socialistic concept. It's just the idea that certain items should be owned by the public, and that includes certain critical infrastructure. And unless that happens, we won't be able to upgrade to a smart grid or upgrade to the type of infrastructure we need to deal with the climate change crisis.
All right, why don't we get into board? Obviously, in a couple minutes, the president's going to talk about a national emergency when it comes to border security.
Do you have your water? Do you have your duct tape?
Where are you on this? Where is the Democrats in the House? Because there's a couple of choices in which direction to go. But for you, how do you view what's going to happen in the next couple minutes?
There's no national emergency right now, Steve. The emergency here is that the president made a promise, a campaign promise. He can't fulfill it, so his political emergency has become what he's calling a national emergency. Democrats, as well as a lot of Republicans, are going to oppose this move.
And how do you do it? How do you actually, on behalf of people that want to make sure the money is spent appropriately? Because look, we all know this. Our immigration system does need to be fixed, but not under some false premise that's going to cost billions of dollars.
This is how we're going to do it, okay? There are two remedies here. One is there's something called the National Emergencies Act. Mm-hmm. That is what the president is likely going to use to declare a national emergency today. That act was actually passed with the idea that, you know, maybe we would be in a state of war, or there'd be some national calamity, natural disaster, where the president would have to take power, take actions expeditiously because Congress couldn't convene and deliberate and appropriate certain monies to him in short order. That is not the situation here. In fact, last night, by huge majorities in the House and the Senate, we passed an appropriations bill to keep the government open, including the Department of Homeland Security and including departments charged with maintaining the border and increasing border security. And he's going to sign that today. And so he's basically sidestepping what the Constitution envisioned for basically how money should be spent or how it should be decided to be spent, and usurping constitutional authority in an unconstitutional power grab.
So last question, separate from this, because we're going to monitor what the president says as well here in just a couple of seconds. Yesterday, the Amazon deal went away from New York. And I'm not wild about the way it went away. I think 25,000 jobs is important. I also think it's ridiculous for businesses to be able to sidestep normal transparency when it comes to the public knowing what they're paying for. Having said all that, if they said now we want to find a place in the 8th district to bring Amazon, would you be willing to hear them out?
Absolutely, 100%. We are a great place to locate new companies. We have some of the best and most talented workers in the country, and I absolutely would welcome a discussion of locating HQ2 here, and I'm ready, willing, and able to have that conversation.
All right, we're told the president will now be at least 30 minutes delayed. Mm. 30 minutes does not mean traffic. 30 minutes means what's he up to now? Rajan,
it's quite an emergency.
Apparently the emergency hasn't kicked in. It's Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy. We appreciate it, and my best to you, and keep up the work you're doing in the 8th.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. There you go. Sir. He served me.
So here's I think it's interesting. We're going to get to the news, but the course of action could be to do legislation that says, okay, the act of emergency is over, but the president has the right to veto that. And if he vetoes that, then you have to override it. And I'm not sure that there are majorities in the House, maybe in the House, but not in the Senate.
I don't know.
So that's where this
is ugly enough.
And the other option would be to sue the president, which would be somewhat unprecedented.
Well, he may be in the middle of this right now where he is being told, we're up S Creek here, and you got to rethink what you're doing.
The Department of Justice has actually told the White House that this is likely going to be stopped in court, probably temporarily and maybe even permanently.
Yeah, so maybe he doesn't make that announcement as we think it's going to be, but it's at least 30 minutes we're being told, Steve. Is that accurate?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, coming up, Stories That Matter. Steve has more in a moment from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio.
Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio,
this is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
From Arizona, just outside Cubs camp. Are you outside Cubs camp? Are you outside a locker room? Where are you?
It's right outside the Under Armour Performance Center, which is where they work out. The clubhouse is at, and then the fields are behind it. And Sloan Park's a few hundred yards to the east of it.
So if you were David Kaplan, he would have gotten swag for that mention. You're just doing it because geographically.